Ann Coulter, Corrupt Democrat Prosecutors Let Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein Rape Girls. By Robert Krajicek on July 3, 2020. Democrat prosecutors enabled Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein's sexual predation, determined Ann Coulter, author of Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. Offering her remarks on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host John Binder. Coulter reflected on left-wing news media framing Epstein's conduct as a failure of federal Republican authorities, contrasting former Florida prosecutor Barry Krischer's pursuit of charges against Rush Limbaugh, which included a raid on the radio host's doctor's offices, with his approach towards Epstein. It is so outrageous how they just blow off that a Democratic prosecutor spent 5 years going after Rush Limbaugh for taking back pain pills, Coulter said. I'm also getting a little tired of hearing about the genius reporting of the Miami Herald. They brought all this forward and, woo, they got people interested. I would like someone to present to me what was in the Miami Herald that readers of the Palm Beach Post did not know in 2006 and which I begged the national media to cover. Coulter continued, all of that was delivered on a silver platter to Democratic prosecutor Barry Krischer. But he was busy going after the back pain medication case, with Rush Limbaugh. Coulter explained that Krischer opted to present the state's charges against Epstein to a grand jury instead of directly indicting to a jury. The only thing Jeffrey Epstein was indicted for was solicitation of prostitution, for which he got parole, said Coulter of the Krischer-led prosecution of Epstein. That was the only reason there even was a federal prosecution. Listen. There are plenty of ways to bootstrap a state case, which is what this was, into the federal courts if you have a corrupt local prosecutor, as Florida did, and, as New York City does in Cyrus Vance, added Coulter. Cyrus Vance, let, both Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein rape girls and women with wild abandon. No problem in New York, no problem in Palm Beach. Coulter highlighted the New York Times and MSNBC's shared focus on Republican federal prosecutors while overlooking the role of Democrat state prosecutors. Coulter noted, there isn't a federal law that you can't abuse minors. That is the jurisdiction of state criminal law. They keep talking about the federal prosecution while preserving the good reputation of this hack Democrat prosecutor. Just like Cyrus Vance, who will spend their entire office's resources going after conservatives and Republicans, but let child molesters and rapists go free because they're big Democratic donors. There's a corrupt district attorney in New York City, Cyrus Vance, who will prosecute the Proud Boys but not Harvey Weinstein, and not Jeffrey Epstein, Coulter remarked. Eventually, when it got embarrassing a decade later, he brings Harvey Weinstein in, but no, he was allowed to rape freely for 10 years. Coulter speculated that Epstein was funded by a foreign government for the purpose of blackmailing prominent American figures to secure public political support. Coulter assessed, the only thing I think is definite, is, that it was a foreign power. It was a state. Nothing else makes sense, and I've gone through all of the possibilities. Everything points to foreign, to it being a foreign government operation to have a lot of compromised individuals in the United States, both in government and Harvard and MIT. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.